And I'm Jude.
And welcome back to Just Friends.
Yeah. Woo, I guess. Except not really woo.
We're
like
feeling solemn. So,
yeah, just like, it's like the weather outside. Just like, yeah.
Yeah. It's like almost the end of February. Days away.
Thank God.
Couldn't make it through February without a slump, though.
Yeah, but compared to other Februaries, relatively yeah. unscathed. That doesn't mean
relatively.
Yeah, keyword.
Anyway,
is it just like a fact that it's the worst year? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know anyone who's like February is the best month.
Well, I think we could think about this. It's probably the coldest month, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
the shortest days.
Shortest brings up weird things because I'm always like, January was about 2 years long, and I can't name one thing I've done in February.
Yeah, but February should move fast.
It does move fast.
It doesn't to me. This is by far the worst month of the year. No, just like, I mean, I just feel like we've been in February for like 2 to 3 times longer than we've been in any other month this year. Well, just January, I guess then. It sucks. I think it's that you like lose all the hype of the new year. You're like, oh my God, new year, new me. It's like, oh my God.
Post new year adrenaline crash.
And then it's just like, oh, well, I already screwed up all my like... Like, I mean, I'm going to be, I guess, like, I don't read. I haven't read my book anymore. Okay. Like, that New Year's resolution is kind of just gone. Uh-huh. So I now feel shitty about myself. You know, it's like, okay.
Don't listen to this episode if you need to pick me up.
Maybe we're going to come up with some hype, but I don't think so.
Maybe if you want, like, affirmation of feeling down. I think that's going to be the episode
I don't
right
know.
Now.
Maybe we'll come up with some.
Okay, you're optimistic at least.
I'm optimistic. It's the only way to get through February.
But it just, maybe that's what it is though. It always feels like I'm like waiting for something with February. Probably like waiting for spring break because that's in like pretty early March. Like it feels like a transitional month, but I'm like nothing's really happening. Like I also feel stuck at the same time.
Yeah, stuck feels more resonant to me than like nothing happened. I just am like, oh.
Okay, can we talk about that? That's what I want to talk about today. We don't have a topic.
Yeah, we can talk about.
I kind of have a topic.
We can talk about topic too. I don't know. I'll say this just because. Okay. So I was meditating earlier today.
Okay.
And I was like, and I texted you yesterday, I think, about how we need to get to the pantry, which is a brunch spot on your campus. Because like, and the reason both the text and this idea came up is like, I just feel like partly, really February, but really in the last 3 weeks. No, 3 weeks. Yeah, February. It's like been like so much about the pod, all of us, like you and I about the pod. Yeah. And like, it's been very much about like go, go, go. And like, that's kind of the only times I've been seeing you. Like, this is exaggerating, but like kind of the only times I've been seeing you.
Yeah.
And like, I'm away on the weekends and like, you're like grinding on Sundays. Like all of the things that we kind of talked about and 10 things I hate about you.
Yes.
And, so I just need to feel connected to you, Lula Talenfeld.
Real.
So I was going to come up with like, just like a let's just chat on this episode.
Okay.
However, we also have the pantry. So if you have a topic that you want to talk about, I'm like not opposed to going down rabbit holes and or just going through one topic. But
well, my topic is like very much fits into the context of like a catch up episode.
Okay.
Like it's kind of just sharing with you.
Well, then share with me.
Okay. So
I'm for some reason scared.
No, don't be scared. It's just like what. So I'm actually okay. Shouting out Charlie because him and I had a talk about this on Monday after class, and he worded something really well that now I'm forgetting. But
what is up with your memory recently? This is new.
Okay, the exact quote is: "Do you need to be stressed to do well?"
That's pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close. So do well obviously has a lot of whatever. We can go down a lot of paths with that. But I was thinking about it, and he said that because I was ranting about how I feel like I can't believe it's almost spring break because whatever, trigger warning, or you might think this is a really good thing, but I feel like after spring break, there's like 1 month of school left.
Oh, like the feel, like just vibes are good. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, vibes are good, but also it's like, wow, we're almost senior. Like, the semester's almost over, it's summer, and then we're seniors.
Did you just give a trigger warning for we're almost seniors?
Mm-hmm. That's scary to me. That's
new
like not
co-host. Come
that's
on,
like
guys.
Not in a that's like a hard thing to accept for me.
Okay.
Sorry.
No.
I'm like not like college phase being over is not something that I'm like prepared for.
No, you got the screen. You got it.
Okay. So
I will help you through your trauma next year.
What's my trauma?
Being a senior.
Okay, you're being a dick.
Sorry.
So
okay.
Here's what I was talking about. Yeah. That it's almost spring break. I feel like I haven't done anything this semester. And that's not true. Like, I know that's not factually true. But then the stress component came up because I was just talking about how, like, I feel more grounded on, like, a day-to-day basis. But I've, like, really not experienced major highs or major lows. Like, I think since being back. Mm-hmm. Which, one, is so opposite to how I felt in the fall. Like, mm-hmm. so opposite. Like, I felt grounded in Amsterdam, but there were, like, really intense, like, magical highs very frequently. And
did you also have intense lows there?
Not really. So like when I was sick, probably. Like yeah. I definitely had periods of like roller coaster of emotions, but felt more like I was like feeling things. I think that's really the point that I'm trying to get at. Yeah. And like last spring, I was so stressed all the time because I was so overcommitted and overextended and had like not a second to breathe. But I was reaping like way more quote unquote rewards. Like in terms of like every time there was a show, like I was like, something is all worth it, yeah. et cetera. And I just feel like I'm chugging along, not really doing much currently. Mm-hmm. Like I feel very like, okay, every week I know like the roller coaster of like workload that I have, like what days are going to be good, what days I'm going to have free time. And then I'm like, it just feels very like stagnant or something, which I also think is always a pre-spring break thing. Hmm. I'm always like, always before any break, I'm always like, this is horrible. Like I'm ready to leave. You and I've talked about this on the pod a million times. So I
yeah, it's like soiling like the nest. But yeah. like, Okay, it just feels, there's like just too many paths. Like I'm like kind of overwhelmed. Like there's like the whole thing about like, does stress make you do well? Which feels different than feeling in Amsterdam versus here.
Well, the doing well, like in the way we were talking about it, incorporated like how you're feeling.
Oh, okay.
Like, do you feel better when there's like you have like an adrenaline rush of like kind of freaking out and like, but there will be experienced like highs and lows, or do you feel like you're doing well like overall when it's more just kind of like like stagnant?
I mean, I feel so much better when I'm like stressed and high and low. Like, that's why my whole, like, otherwise I would actively be in Copenhagen right now.
Like, right, if
I,
that's, like the obvious answer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but right now I'm, like, I get, maybe this is what you're saying, because but right now I'm doing that. I'm going at, I'd say, like, I'm probably at 85 to 90% of my capacity. Like, I'm going pretty yeeting hard. I don't have a word for it. Going,
yeeting.
Like, beast mode. I don't know, but beast mode, like, sounds grimy. It's, like, I'm just going, like, head down grind.
Okay.
There you go. And I'm feeling fine. I think I'm a little like disillusioned by it because I know how good I feel when I'm in Copenhagen not doing this. Like I don't need the stress to feel good in Copenhagen. It just felt very different.
Yeah, that's what it is. But then I'm always like, that probably would have worn off.
Does it?
I think to some extent. I mean, I think, yes, you can be like, I think there are some environments that could, like, at a base level, be more stimulating or, like, positive for a person. Like, I prefer Amsterdam over New Haven. Okay. Who's surprised? But I'm also, like, I think humans also get used to their environment, like, no matter what it is.
Desensitized, but yeah. I don't know, worn off. I think those are different things. Like, I was walking around the Yale campus yesterday. I was like, oh, my God, it is so pretty. Like,
true.
It is, like,
I've had a couple of days like castle. That. I know.
Like, it's insane, our college.
Yeah.
It is, like, absolutely stunning. And I walk by these buildings every day, and I'm a little desensitized. But I remember, but I have bursts of like when I leave for summer or yesterday after a meditation, I was just like, damn, like this stuff is beautiful.
No, every time I come back in the fall, I'm like, oh my
God. But that's not worn off then. It's just like I'm desensitized and need to be kind of reacquainted with the beauty.
Yeah, I think what I was getting at with the worn off thing is like, I don't think, or I'm not sure if I don't think, I'm skeptical that like an environment, like if you or me or whoever is a human who like enjoys some sort of stress level in like an adrenaline rush or like grind set way, I don't know if an environment can like completely make up for that like need.
No, I mean, that's the thing that I'm grappling with Copenhagen, is that like I didn't have that level of stress in Copenhagen, and I was yearning for it when I was not there. Like, I wanted to be back in America for that. Like, that's a special, that's passion. Like, that's like the excitement for, but I will say that, and I think that's more just like our American wired brains, but like, if you really think about like the role of stress, like stress, it's like, oh my God, there's a tiger, I need to run. Like, that's what, like, it's supposed to save our lives in moments of, like, danger.
It's like a fear response.
We shouldn't be stressed about, like, papers.
No. Or, like, I agree.
Or, like well, being late to lunch. Now, I feel that.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I think that's, like, a different vibe.
It's so interesting because I think that was part of the question. We were both sitting on this bench, like, photosynthesizing, Charlie and I. And we were both, like, we have papers due tonight that are not started and we are not feeling anxious about it. And so part of the like,
it's crazy. That's like insane to me.
But I think that's an adjustment. Like I felt last year, for example, I would have felt stressed about it in a way that's like, I need to get it done tonight. This semester, I'm not feeling like, I was kind of like, I'll ask for an extension like 4 hours before it was due, and I did, and now I haven't done it still.
Yeah,
but it's a new development compared to last spring that I don't have as much like adrenaline rush when it comes to getting work done. And that was also part of the like, do you need stress to do well thing. Like I feel the way I approach work is very different right now. Like, you know how you were saying, I don't know if you said this before we started recording or on the pod, but that like you have a lot of work to get done, but you just feel like fine about it. I think you said that before we started recording.
Yeah.
Like, I'm also feeling that in a way that's new for like what I remember of how I engaged with work at Yale. Like, historically, I was always like, yes, would leave essays till the day of, but I would do that because I experienced such an adrenaline rush and I was like, I'll get it done and it'll be good. And now I don't have that adrenaline rush. So I'm kind of like, will I get it done? Will it be good? Ellipses. I don't know.
Do you think that's because of abroad?
I don't know. I think it helped me realize like there's so much else in the world. It's like really a waste of time to be, to place like stress, I don't even know if stress is the right word, but since we're using it, to place stress on like something like homework. But I'm also like, I was going to say along the waste of time, like it's not helpful to anyone to put stress on homework, but it was helpful to me. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a confusing little reflection, like mind game. I've just been like, I feel like I would rather be having 10 highs and lows.
You'd rather have them.
I think so. Than be like, do.
I mean.
But every time that's happening, I'm like, get me out of this.
I think that that's what I'd prefer too, because I'm here.
Like, okay. I think it's just because you're here.
Yeah, like I found. In Copenhagen, I was not feeling this. I was not feeling the intense highs and lows. I wasn't feeling like I needed to be stressed to be well, because no one around me was feeling that. No one else was thinking that.
Yeah.
So it was just like easy to like not do that as well. And I just wanted to do work because I wanted to do work, not because I needed to do well or be well. Here it feels like the only way to be well in my mind is to fill my calendar, to be in control, as we talked about in a few episodes ago. Like, I need to have everything planned out because I need to have some sort of control here. And it feels good to work. It feels so good to accomplish things. It's just unfun and unfortunate when the things you're accomplishing don't mean anything to you.
Right.
You know? Like, yes. School, for me. It's like, I don't care. Like, why am I taking a midterm on this, like, stupid, stupid topic that I don't even, I'm not interested in?
Yeah. But do you think that's, have you always felt that way about school?
I was just talking about this with one of my friends, Jenny. Shout out, Jenny.
Shout out, Jenny.
I was like, when did I lose my love for school? Like, I used to be the kid that, like, woke up in the morning. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go to school. Like, I was excited.
You're like, please let me get there first.
Yeah. Like, I was, like, stressed. It was definitely driven by stress. Like, I wanted to do well. Uh-huh. I wanted to, like, be the teacher's pet. Like, all of those things were real. But, like, I was excited to do my readings. My readings weren't how quickly can I get them done. They were like, okay, well, I need to set, like, around 2 hours to do 20 pages of reading. Because, first of all, I'm a slow reader. But also, I want to, like, really get this so I can, like, be in a good discussion.
Yeah.
I have not felt that for absolutely years.
Interesting.
And I think it's partly because of COVID and partly because of the school. I think it's mixed. I don't think it's the school alone.
I always forget about COVID.
It's crazy. I think it really, like, there will be case studies that show, like, how it affected behavior. And I mean, I'm a big hugger, and I didn't hug someone for like 6 months, other than, like, yeah. I didn't hug my mom or my sister because I was like, no, like, I'm living with you. I didn't, like, that has to change your brain.
Yeah.
Like, it must.
Yeah.
So, like, that alone. And then you think about, like, school, like, all of these things. It's just like, yeah, I'm a different human being and I don't like school. That's, like, sad. I find it sad.
I honestly think, call me crazy.
Crazy.
But I think that along those lines, I think the pandemic really has helped form my, like, anti-tech mindset. Mm. And it's not because I don't think, I'm only realizing this, like, as I'm saying it out loud because of what you just said, how it has to change someone's brain. It's not in a way that I'm, like, not grateful for things like Zoom. That literally, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck would have happened if Zoom didn't exist. But I'm just so, like, it's in a trauma block way where I'm like, I so don't want to go back to anything where I'm, like, reliant on tech as, like, a dominant form of communication or, like, interpersonal relationship. Like, I feel like I probably feel a need for things to be so, like, grounded in reality and, like, face-to-face things. Like, I really wonder if that contributed to my, like, inability to respond to people now online.
Yeah. You probably,
like,
did.
I know so many people who cannot for the life of them respond to emails or texts. And, I mean, like, at Yale.
Okay.
And I've always related to a certain degree. And I've always been, like, for me, it's not email so much. For me, it's, like, text. I'm really bad at responding to people. And I, like, don't call people back. I'll text them and be like, what did you need? Because I, like, don't want to do a long phone conversation a lot of the time. And I've really been trying to figure out, like, if this is a thing, like, why this afflicts so many people our age. Because my parents are always kind of like,
wait, that does, like, that feels so obvious, though.
What?
That makes so much sense to me.
What, the COVID?
Why people are bad at responding?
Tell me.
Well, just, like, because we're not supposed to be responding every second of the day.
I know.
Like, it's that simple. It's because, like, I don't want to be, I have, like, 20 texts throughout the day that I have not looked at always.
Yeah.
I don't have time in every single second of my day to respond to all those. I wait till the end of the day.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yes.
That's just, like, right?
Yes. But the point, yes, true. The point that I was trying to get at is that, like, obviously that makes sense. And I think that's why I started to bring up my parents, because I'm like, they're such proponents of that. Like, you're not supposed to, you're responding immediately to people all the time. But in my conversations with them, I feel like they still don't share the same experience of, like, literal aversion. Like, feeling like something is, like, attacking you to have to respond to something. Like, they're like, just reply. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I feel the attack usually. I
think
that's
I don't know. But I'm also like, you didn't have, like, a phone.
Yeah.
Till you were 18. No, yeah.
True.
And I feel like I experienced a strong, like, pre-COVID and post-COVID relationship with my phone.
Uh-huh.
Like a strong shift.
Yeah. Which was?
That I'm just now realizing. Well, I was like always responding to people. I was always on fucking Snapchat.
Yeah.
I was, Ellen Marina will literally, like, to this day bring up how insanely, like, my amount of time spent on Snapchat was, like, responding to people immediately. And I felt no, like, I don't know. I'm using the word aversion. I don't really know what's the right word. But I never was like, oh my God, I have, like, messages waiting for me. Like, that was something exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like COVID probably had to play a part in, like, flipping that.
It probably did.
I don't know.
It probably did. It probably did. I think, like, the thing don't that's like, weird about COVID is, like, I don't know. This is my vibe that I get from it. Is, like, whenever, like, people, like, talk about it, it's, like, so cringy.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, like, shut the fuck up, right?
But it's not.
But then, like, it's also, like, a real thing. Like, of all, like, it's, like, this is, like, stuff that people really were, every single person was affected and traumatized by it.
Yeah.
And it 100% affected how we operate in this world and how we act. But,
yeah.
But also, it's, like, you don't want to be complaining about your COVID experience because so many people, other people's COVID experience was so much worse. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, but in 50 years, we're going to look back and be like, whoa, like, that was a big deal. Like, that affected a lot. But it's too close to the date for us to be like, oh, like, I changed to the COVID, like, yada, yada, yada. It's just like people just pretend it didn't happen. I mean, I kind of forget it happens a lot.
I know.
I was like, oh, my God, that was the worst time.
I mean, even like sometime in February, there was a snow day. And you texted me about your class being on Zoom and like having like flashbacks to COVID and you're like, this has to be like illegal.
Yeah. I was like, this is like absolutely unacceptable.
My class was on Zoom also.
Like low key like, PTSD glitching. Vibes. Like don't fucking That's make me do that. Like I'm not doing like Zoom games. Like I'm leaving this meeting. I don't give a
like,
fuck.
Like Zoom icebreaker.
Yeah. It's like what? Yeah. It's crazy.
Anyway, I don't know where this conversation has gone. We've hit all the topics, but
no, we haven't, because there's, like, a deeper, like, we do the how's your heart. Like, there's a deeper, like, disappointment, I'd say, in my heart.
Yeah,
and I really
same.
Don't know what it is.
I feel like something's wrong. Like, I don't even know what it is. I don't even know if it's, like, an internal, like, I feel pretty grounded. I don't feel like it's, like, I'm a not in tune thing.
Yeah. I am actively doing almost every single thing that I can do to make myself feel better. Like, I'm really hitting a lot of the check marks. Like, working out every day, eating, like, cooking my own homemade meals because I like that. Like, doing Legos, doing a ton of work, doing, like, everything that I'm supposed to be doing, I'm doing.
Yeah, but when did you write that checklist?
Like, Thanksgiving.
Because that's not, like, current. You know what I mean?
But there's literally, like, I don't know how I would, like, I literally don't know what I would do. Every decision that I would make right now that would change my current behaviors, I think would be negative for my actual mood. I think they'd be really bad for my mood. So it's like, okay, like, I'm stuck to a list that I may have made 6 months ago, but it was, like, somewhat wisdom there.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, and yet I still don't feel great. And that kind of sucks. That's all. It's just like, I think the disappointment is just like, I'm like, okay, well, in this environment, doing everything that I can for myself, this is how good I'm going to feel. That's my, this is my baseline. Okay. It's not that great. It's not bad. I'm not feeling awful. I'm just like, oh, a little disappointed. I'm like, okay, like, this is it. Okay.
Yeah. It's the disappointment thing coming back.
Yeah. But.
But it's weird because have you felt better than you do right now at a point in this semester so far?
Yeah, I've had highs.
Doing the same things.
I've had highs. Yeah. Not because of the same thing. Like I had a really good run this morning. That was good. Or like I like really enjoyed going to the city with you. That was fun. But like, so I have highs. It's just like baseline's like, okay. Yeah. But the thing is like, okay, when I really think about Copenhagen, like baseline is so stupid. Like, are we really, like, I guess that's, it's like, am I really going to be living my life off baseline?
That's what I was just thinking too when I sighed. Because I'm like, obviously, even if I hadn't studied abroad yet, I know that my baseline abroad would be higher than here. Just because it's a new experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the baseline does get desensitized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no shit. Like, that's not even a helpful thing to say. I don't mean to you. I mean, like, to myself. Yeah.
Wait, sorry. I just have to pick something. You just said fake. Fuck that. I hate when fuckers do that.
Sorry.
That, like, abroad was fake. What does that mean? It was fake?
That it is, in terms of, like, our
so many people do it
version of reality, it's a blip,
it's a small section of our life that was reality, that was real, that we could choose to actually pursue more intensely.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not fake. Like, I think I just reacted so strongly because I look at my lovely, lovely image of La Banchina, which is, like, my biggest, like, feeling back to Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, like, it's so hard to hold on to Copenhagen.
Of course.
And it's like, so when, like, I hear it's fake, or I've had, and I'm reacting not just to you saying this. Other people have said, oh, yeah, like, it's, like, such a fake semester. Like, it's so lovely. It's like, no, it's really real. Like, this was, like, the most real sense of life that I've ever felt.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm
just pushing that.
I think the, yeah, it's, I think we both agree. We're just using different words.
Okay.
I think abroad feels like it was fake in terms
Wait, you just said you agree.
No, like currently right now, I cannot believe that it happened, it feels fake.
Yes. Okay.
When I was there, I was completely like, I wish this was a more long-term reality.
Yeah. Crazy.
And I think that's a universal thing with going abroad. Like, I think that anyone who goes, does experiences a semester abroad is like, I can't believe that happened. Until, like,
but
ever.
Then, yeah, but I think the thing that I'm reacting to is that then they just, like, and this is, my, I think, my fear, because I think I'll probably do it too, but we just move on. That was a big part of our life. It was influential, by far the most influential, like, at least semester here.
Yeah.
And then I'll just move on.
Yeah.
I don't think that necessarily needs to be true.
I don't think so either. I think, I don't know.
It doesn't have to be feel fake. Maybe here it does, but.
But I'm like, a lot of things feel fake to me that are of the past. Like, I'm like, even when I think about last semester, last spring, like last Yale semester, when I was talking with Charlie, I'm like, I can't place my head in that mindset. Like, I can right now be like, last spring, I was experiencing so many more highs. I have no idea if that was true.
Well, you know, like, the whole peak end rule in psychology too, where you like remember the peak and the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that's all, like, that's how we like create a memory of a time, of an experience or a period of time. Like, we like that's, I guess, going back to the COVID conversation, like, we probably have an aggregate of the peak of COVID, either the highest high or the lowest low, and the end of it. And, like, that's it. Like, we just condense these experiences in the most insane way. And I guarantee that when we look back this summer, I'm not going to feel as disappointed by this semester as I do right now. But right now I'm like, ugh. Like, because it's not been a bad semester. It's actually been pretty good. It's just been like, ugh.
Something also that I think, I don't want to start a long rant about this, but just that, like, has felt like emblematic of the disappointment thing is when I look at my camera roll.
Because you don't have great photos?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's
real. And because I'm like, what? And we've talked about this topic of, like, trying to take...
Capture.
Yeah, capture memories and photos. And, like, how much should we be doing that? Like, how much is it actually taking us out of the moment? It's like a fake representation. All of that stuff I still think is true. And when I look at my camera roll from this semester, I'm like, have I done anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But I also don't want to be doing it. Like, I don't know what else I would add.
Yeah.
Like, it's similar to what you said of, like, I'm doing all the things that should be
that you
working.
Can be doing and want to be doing. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, the end.
The end, I guess. Yeah. So.
I don't know. I'm excited for spring break.
Clearly this episode didn't make people feel better. Yes. I had a little optimism.
No, sorry. I'm excited for spring break, though. I think that's my optimism. No matter what the contents of spring break are, I think having a location change will be helpful. And okay. I think coming back will have some element of, like, there's newness and it's spring.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited to
see. Why did you pretend to be optimistic if you're going to be bashing on everything this whole episode?
Because I'm skeptical about spring break. I feel like it's going to be like New Year's.
But I think New Year's revives me.
So fun. Oh my God, it's so exciting. Oh my God, it revives me. And then you like wake up the next day, you're like, what the fuck did I do? That was stupid. And I feel honestly worse about this New Year than when I did December 31st.
I didn't feel that.
Okay, well.
Okay. That's your experience.
That's mine. Yeah, okay.
I have a good time with New Year's.
That's such a hot take, honestly. That's crazy. That's honestly crazier than, there was another hot take we talked about earlier this episode. I don't know. That's a hot take.
That I think senior year will be hard.
That's not what you said.
I'm not ready for it.
You need a trigger warning for senior year. Yeah.
I said it could be a trigger warning or it could be something positive.
Okay, this is us soiling the nest. Let's go. We're clearly getting ready for spring break. Okay, you're wrong, but it's fine.
You're actually pissing me off in an intense way.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, pobrecita. Well, on that note, the duo enters spring break, feeling refreshed, revived, and reconnected.
Bruh,
do we need to have couples therapy real quick?
No, I don't think it's therapy, but I think I'm trying to think. I don't know. I actually like the new beginnings things. Like, that's why I pitched the New Year's episodes.
I like those, too. Those episodes are actually usually some of my favorites.
Like, I think we were talking about the beginning with, like, February. Like, I'm like, even if February feels shitty, I feel really excited during January. And, like, that is important.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like being able to, like, latch on to the New Year's thing. Or whatever it is. Not New Year specifically. Just, like, a new start. Is preferable to me rather than being like, well, that sucked. I'll be depressed for 3 months. Like, I'll just take the, sadness that comes in February.
Is that how you're interpreting that?
I don't know. I think you telling everyone that they don't have a good time on New Year's is shitty.
Well, no, I think New Year's actually sucks. Like, fully, but that feels different than a spring break. I can get more behind your argument about spring break. New Year's.
Why? Okay,
because everyone built, it's the same thing about the reason I think I'm actually doing okay here, even though I'm a little disappointed, which okay. is like, you like build these high expectations. It has to be the greatest night. I need a New Year's kiss. Oh my God. Like, I need to get glammed up. All of these, it's the same with birthdays. It's like you set up these, you're supposed to have a good time. Like, mm-hmm. spring break, you're supposed to have this, like, picturesque, like, spring breakers mm-hmm. trip. And it's like, maybe you don't. Mm-hmm. Just, like, I'm pointing out the obvious. So, maybe not every single person has the worst New Year's. I've had good New Year's. Mm-hmm. But in general, like, I think the expectation of, oh, my God, this is going to be the best fucking time leads to lower expectations.
I don't know. We both, like, manage our expectations of things differently.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, I don't have insanely high expectations of New Year's, for example. But I know that I will feel better after it than in, like, the slumps of December.
Wait, how do you manage your expectations, though?
Like, I never expect, like, the best party of my life. But I'm like, I'll get to see my home friends. And then there will be, like, a literal new year, which I feel like is refreshing. And that, like, doesn't change depending on my mood. Like, I'm like, however the night goes, however the party goes, it's like an actual new calendar start, which for me is helpful in, like, reflecting on the old
year. I like new starts. I have no issue with the new start part, but that's different than like a whole, like, setting your expectations for an event,
which I'm saying
you don't do. I lower my expectations.
Uh-huh.
You just don't set expectations at all. I don't believe that.
I feel like I can, like, once I understand what the plan is, adjust how I think things are going to go. And then I'm like, yay, it's New Year's.
I'd rather have a low baseline or somewhat low. I'm excited for spring break. I'm more excited for that than I am for mm-hmm. staying here another week. But I'm like not like, oh my God, like this is going to be the best thing. And when I come back, I'm going to feel refreshed and I'm going to be like, everything is going to be good. Because I don't know if that's true. Maybe it will be.
But I don't think you have to knock on people who do feel that way.
And was I doing that?
Yeah.
How did that come out? Just because of the New Year's comment?
No, when I was like, I feel like either way, I'm optimistic about spring break and coming back. And you're like, yeah, okay. Okay, I'll check in. That's
okay, I'll check in. I'll check in. I hope you do. I really hope you do. Like, I actively hope you deserve it. I deserve it. I hope I feel better.
Okay.
I'm just like, I'm just skeptical. That's all. I support, I acknowledge, I appreciate. And I hope that I hope you have as good of a spring break as you want. Is that bad? Okay.
No, the way that you were reacting to topics of senior year and New Year's and spring break were felt very like,
maybe I'm just projecting.
Sarcastically, like, well, you're okay, it's going to be bad time.
Okay, maybe I'm just projecting my pessimism. The senior year thing.
I thought you were optimistic.
Maybe, but that's the point of this entire episode, is that probably deep down I'm a little pessimistic, but I'm acting optimistic to get through it. Okay, nevertheless, this was a prime example of how we soil the nest right before spring break. I feel like that. I don't feel weird with you at all, actually. I feel really good. It's just that this is like, I just don't want to go. I'm just like, eh.
Go on, go where?
Eh, anything. Like, I just like, eh. So I'm sorry I project that onto you.
It's okay. I was in a bad mood entering the episode.
Well, I'm in a bad mood leaving the episode, so.
Same. Okay.
Okay.
I don't have anything else to say, I don't
Me
think.
Me neither.
I hold my truth that I am optimistic about spring break being helpful.
I'm glad. What? What?
Now I'm like, I can't say anything negative post spring break. You're gonna be like, yep.
Yeah. Watch out. I'm kidding. I told you, I hope you have as good of a spring break as you do. Wait, no, that's not what I meant. Shoot, that's important stuff. I hope you have as good of a spring break as you want.
Okay.
I mean, I hope I have a good spring break too.
I hope you do too.
Yeah, I just like, I'm like, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet.
I hope you have a bad one.
Okay, thank you.
Just kidding.
No, that's good. Then I'll have like a lower expectation.
No, I don't
Because then
have a
coming
bad
back,
one.
Oh my God, life will be great.
No, I hope you have a good one so that I can be like, see, I told you. Spring break can be good.
Yeah. I'm excited for spring break. Why are you making me sound like the Grinch?
When you edit
I don't think
this
you like
episode,
my New Year's. I'm
when you edit the episode, you'll hear
how quickly you shut down
everything I said. And
I'm
then
edit
you'll
it
be
all
like,
out. I'm gonna edit it all out so I sound like a hero. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay. The end.
The end. Feel like there's something else, but maybe not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, emphasize this happens. This is what I was trying to get at. Every time before any break, something happens where I'm like, this sucks. And then it ends up sucking. Like the vibes are just bad right before every break.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I think. And I think it plays out in everything. And now it's fucking pouring outside. And I don't want to walk.
It is really crummy.
April showers, but it's February.
But it's February. Okay. Well, y'all, I hope you feel better after listening to this episode. I hope you all have an incredible spring break. And because you deserve it. And anything else that we need to add? Sorry, that sounded sarcastic. I actually do hope you all have a great spring break. What else?
No. I don't have anything else to add.
Okay. Well, thank you all so much for listening. We will see you next Sunday.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.